AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Three people, including a 65-year-old man and his 10-year-old granddaughter, are dead after a car crashed into a crowd of trick-or-treaters before dark in the Bronx yesterday evening. AP's Michael Balsamo reports from New York.
The police say that moments before the car jumped that sidewalk and struck the pedestrians, the police say that the man had crossed over a double yellow line in the road and bumped into the back of a Toyota Camry.
Car's driver and three other people hurt in the crash have been hospitalized. Police say a man calmly walked down the street of Colorado Springs, Colorado, shooting people, killing three yesterday before he was shot dead by officers. Search teams are removing the bodies of the 224 people killed in the crash of a Russian jetliner in Egypt. The AP's Vladimir Isachenkov reports from Moscow.
They have recovered more than 170 bodies of the 224 people who were on board and all died in the crash.
The plane's flight data and cockpit voice recorders have also been found and are being analyzed. The Egyptian ground crew official who took part in the plane's pre-flight inspection says everything appeared okay with the Airbus A321-200. It went down about 20 minutes after takeoff, shortly after the pilot radioed he had a technical problem. A Navy search vessel using a sophisticated sonar has found wreckage some 15,000 feet below the surface of the Atlantic, in the same area where a cargo ship sank during Hurricane Joaquin. AP's Bill Cormier reports the next step is to send a submersible to confirm if it is the wreck of the El Faro.
The experts will send down a deep ocean vehicle, a remotely operated vehicle, to survey the area. Mind you, this is in 15,000 feet of water. The key here is to survey the debris field.
This is AP Radio News. Tens of thousands of runners are set to take part in the New York City Marathon. Julie Walker tells us more.
More than 50,000 runners are hitting the streets for the New York City Marathon. It's a grueling 26.2-mile race through all five boroughs. As with the past couple of years, security is tight. Police say more than 1,800 officers will be on hand, along with 14,000 barricades and 356 rolls of that blue police tape that reads, "Do not cross." Julie Walker, New York.
Iran's supreme leader, the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, has warned people in his country against importing consumer goods from the U.S. Khamenei and others in the Iranian government remain deeply suspicious of the United States and view Western cultural imports as a threat to public morality. The imports from the U.S. so far this year? Medical devices, food, and seeds. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.